Dr. Olivero is dictating for the February the 8th, 2023, number one. Jacqueline Engstrom, the last name, E-N-G-S-T-R-O-M. Jacqueline, J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-Y-N. Number one, clinical case of a 63-year-old type 1 diabetic that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3B with proteinuria. The patient has remained in the same body weight. She is following the diet. She has been taking ARB plus the administration of Kerendia. And today comes with the following lab. The serum creatinine, 1.5. The estimated EFR, 38 mL per minute. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits. The potassium is 5. The protein-creatinine ratio is elevated despite the fact that she is taking the above-mentioned medications and is 1,145 milligrams per gram of creatinine. It used to be 2,267. There is reduction in the proteinuria, however, we would like to have it always at a lower level. Period. Number two. The patient has arterial hypertension. Today, blood pressure reading is 147 over 65, and the body weight continues to be 196 with a BMI of 31. Following number, anemia. This the patient had iron deficiency. She has been taking no iron times 2 a day, and the CBC with a hemoglobin of 11.9, that is higher compared to the prior result, and the hemoglobin is 11.9. The saturation of iron is up to 47. I'm going to encourage the patient to at least to take one tablet every day. Following number, diabetes mellitus. She continues with the continuous glucose monitoring. The hemoglobin A1C is 6.6. Following number of vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number of hyperlipidemia that is under control. Liver function tests are normal. The patient is in a stable condition. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. Paragraph We spent 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup and compared to the prior determinations in order to establish the progression of the disease. Number two, in the face-to-face, we spent 18 minutes and the documentation 7 minutes.